Guilty, declares jury. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 26th of August, 1913. Leo Frank's life history. The following chronological history of the life of Leo Max Frank is taken from his statement to the jury, made Monday, August 18th, 1913, April 17th, 1884, born in Paris, Texas. July, 1884, taken by parents to live in Brooklyn, New York. June, 1902, graduated from Pratt Institute, a Brooklyn high school. September, 1902, entered Cornell University, Ithaca, New York. June, 1906, graduated from Cornell. July, 1906, accepted position as draftsman with B.F. Sturtevant Company of High Park, Mass. January, 1907, became testing engineer and draftsman for the National Meter Company of Brooklyn. October, 1907, came to Atlanta to confer with friends here about establishment of a pencil company. December, 1907, went to Europe to study the pencil business. August, 1908, returned from Germany and came directly to Atlanta, where he has remained ever since, as superintendent of the National Pencil Factory. November, 1910, married to Miss Lucille Selig, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Emil Selig, and went to live with his wife's parents at 68 East Georgia Avenue. April 26, 1913, paid off Mary Fagan at the factory office. April 27, 1913, notified early in the morning by officers to come to his factory. Visited morgue and saw the girl's body, and then went to factory. April 28, 1913, gives first statement to detectives at police station. April 29, 1913, arrested on suspicion of the crime. May 8, 1913, bound over by the coroner's jury on charge of murder of Mary Fagan and taken to the Tower. May 24, 1913, indicted by the Fulton grand jury for the murder. July 28, 1913, his trial begins. August 18, 1913, makes statement to jury. August 25, 1918, found guilty.